In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
It is truly glorious
that we have the Church of God in heaven and on earth. We have the Church of God in heaven, symbolized by the icons in our church, in which we are surrounded by a cloud of witnesses who follow the Lord Jesus unto the end and who experience joy in all things because they knew that the Lord was with them. We are here, those of earth, here to celebrate with Valentina her baptism, as we too are called to follow Christ in our life and to have him be everything for us. It is truly wonderful as well that we have heavenly patrons who pray for us, and they truly do pray for us because they are truly our friends. And Valentina's patron saint will continue to pray for her, to be with her, to intercede for her, to guide her, and to love her in deep friendship. And that is a wondrous thing as well, that our Lord, in his graciousness, has called us by name. He calls us by name. And what is this all about today in this sacrament, this mystery of baptism? It's all about relationship. It's all about relationship. Of course, we have in baptism a regeneration, a newness of life that we experience. Being newly illumined, receiving the power of the Holy Spirit in our life to strengthen us and guide us, to heal us, and to be, in a very real sense, completing what is lacking in us. That is the promise of the Holy Spirit. It's all about relationship. As God calls us by name, he also says, "You are mine, and I am yours." And this relationship, this covenant of love, is everlasting. That is the gift that God gives us today, this newness of life, and also telling us that at times when we feel buried, when we feel thrown down in life, our Lord is always there to raise us up again, as if we put our hand to him. And he will raise us up and maybe dust ourselves off and continue walking with him. And that is the promise that our Lord gives us, that our Lord is with us in our falling, and he's also with us in our rising, because he's the one who raises us up. And so we see that our Lord becomes all in all for us. He becomes everything for us. From getting up in the morning to going to sleep at night, he is our everything. And everything in our life is decided by our relationship with the Lord. All that our Lord puts us in, all the situations he puts us in, the people who he puts in our life, all those things in our life, our Lord uses as an instrument of his love. And that's the bottom line today. So Valentina, you are called to be his instrument of love, as you are loved, and to make a difference in our world, to bring light into this world at times of darkness, and your witness to following the Lord Jesus and the power of that witness. And maybe sometimes the witness seems so subtle, but the witness is powerful indeed, because it's the Spirit working through you. And when the Spirit works through us, all is possible. And so let us rejoice and be glad of this great day of newness of life, and also being part of a family called Orthodox Christianity, to be part of our family, this body of Christ, this church. And through that, we know that we don't have a relationship with just God and me. It's God and us. It's all of us together, supporting one another, praying for one another, all following Jesus. And in that, our Lord becomes our head, and we are his body as he leads us and guides us. So let us continue our prayers for Valentina today and the days forward, that she may continue to grow in the Holy Spirit and follow Jesus in joy and confidence and in trust all the days of her life. Congratulations, Valentina. May the Lord bless you.
Amen.